Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Matthew, the 20th chapter. 20th chapter of Matthew. It's a very familiar portion of Scripture. One of the parables that Christ would tell the people, something simple that they would understand. He always speaks to us in a language we understand. He doesn't make it hard for us to know him. All we have to do is listen. Let us begin with the first verse of chapter 20 of Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers in the vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired me. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they were come, and when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have brought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for one penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is thine eye evil, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few be chosen. The householder is our Lord. And many of us have found out about him in our early years. And we've served him, and we've been in his presence for many years. Some were raised in the faith. Then there are others who came later on in their 20s or 30s and were saved. Others further along the line came later in life, and they were saved also. because God loves us all, he's not taking time out. He doesn't leave anyone. Every one of us have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Some, even on their deathbed. Yes, God wants us. He loves each and every one, and he doesn't want any to perish. And so he'll even save them on their deathbed. What is God trying to tell us here? You've had the opportunity and you took it. Some men went through their whole life doing whatever they wanted. Now he's on his deathbed. He's going to die here. And he gives his life over. That seems unfair. Why? Because God is giving him the same things he's giving you. That time in heaven. But you, dear ones, will receive your rewards according to what God feels you deserve. That person is still going to stand before him in the judgment. And he's going to have to own up to whatever has been done, as you and I will. He loves us, yes, but we are responsible for our deeds. Eventually, this person who was the last on his deathbed, he says, how can I know that God's going to forgive me? He will forgive you if you accept him as your personal Savior this moment, and you mean it with all your heart. But you still have to remember, dear ones, that you have to stand before him in the judgment. God gives us all, just as the householder did. The guy who came and worked all day long, he says, hey, how come these guys are getting what I got? I worked all day, they worked 1 hour. You telling God what to do with what is his? I don't think so. He is the leader. He tells us what we will get and what we deserve. And what we deserve is actually nothing. We don't deserve anything. He gave his son to die for us because of love. He loves us. He cares for us, and he cares for that man that was dying on that bed as much as he loved you. Yes, through his years, he did what he wanted. He worked for all these things. He did walked out there and did anything he wanted to do. And now you say to yourself, gee, all my life I've served the Lord, and now... But what is fair to me and you is not fair to God. God will give us according to our works. And what does it say in that 16th verse? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. Some don't hear the voice of the Lord. We were fortunate that we opened up our ears and our eyes and our hearts. And God saved us. But he didn't quit with the rest. He waited and he waited. And he knocked and he knocked. Many didn't open the doors. But now they had the opportunity. The opportunity was given to them no matter what they had done, as long as their heart was right with God. The same goes for each and every one of us. Because many have come to the Lord and then have turned back and gone into whatever they wanted. God sows many seeds, but not all the seed falls on good ground. Are we seeds on the good ground? Are we the ones that we're not going to let the weeds come up and drag us down? We will all, each and every one of us, stand before the Lord. And none of us can say, well, Lord, I did this for you and I did that for you. I know what you did for me. And I know what you didn't do. And I'm telling you right now, this is the way it is. He loves us, yes. But he loves that man that was lying on his deathbed just as much. He doesn't love you anymore or any less than anyone else. We read in Romans, the 23rd chapter of Romans in verse 6, and it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life. What more can we ask for, dear ones? Eternal life. Why shouldn't we give it to that man too? We can't be prejudiced against him. He's there on his deathbed and he's asking God to come into his heart. Praise God. Praise God. But yet he's going to get what he deserves. He may not get the crowns that you're going to get because you've served God all your life or because you served God for 20 years. Each one of us will get what we got coming. I don't want anything except to be with him in glory. He loves me. He loves you. That's all we want. Is his love. Not his money, not his wealth. He has everything. But all he wants us to have is his love. And let's return it. Let us love him as much as he loves us. He was willing to die for you and me. When the prodigal son went out and came back, a humbled man, did his father throw him out? No. He opened his arms. He held him in his arms. He put out the fatted calf. He had a party for him. And his other son, who had been there all the time, what did he feel? I'm not going to go to that party. Why? Because I've been here all the time. My father never treated me that way. But son, you were always here. And I was always thankful for you. But my son was lost. And now he's found. Praise God for this. I thank God every day that even though I stumble and fall, he hasn't given up on me. Sometimes I might speak a word in anger. I have to ask forgiveness for it. if I have hurt anybody, I ask you now to forgive me. As we're going to have Holy Supper next Sunday night, stop and think. Is there anyone that you have hurt? Or can you come up here with a clear conscience and accept the blood of Jesus and his body? Think about it. Weigh it in your minds. And then come up and be thankful that God died for you and me. For we have this hope, this wonderful hope of glory. If you are saved, accept Jesus Christ in your heart as your personal saviors. If you have been baptized in water, then you are able to come forward and accept Holy Supper next Sunday night. I thank God so much for what he has done for me, and I know you are thankful. And we hear so many things about these back problems. Yeah, every one of us has got some problem. God will work it out with you and me. But he's given us so much already. He's given us this great salvation, his Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you and me. I complain about my back too. But I know with God's strength and his help, I will go on. I have faith that he will heal me, but if he doesn't, I'm not going to complain about it. I'll go on and I'll do the things I have to do for the glory of God. He comes first. He comes first. We're nothing. We're nothing and he loves us. Why? Is there a reason? We don't know. He made the earth. He made everything. And then he made you and me. And did he ask anything of us? Did he ask anything of Adam and Eve? Just not to eat the fruit of one tree. And they couldn't stay away from that. He doesn't ask anything of us either. Just to love him, to serve him, and someday, dear ones, you and I will see him face to face. And when I see him, I want to look at him and say, Lord, I did my best. I don't want to go there and say, well, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. I can't look at you. No. God knows what you've done. He knows what you're doing. I don't like to talk fire and brimstone, but sometimes it's necessary. Let us just remember that he died for us, and he's here for us now. And he loves you and me. The name of the Lord be praised now and forever.